Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Campaign time is in full swing, and there's been a whole lot of ish that's been happening. Revelations by Bob Woodward with recorded conversation with the president, and certainly the president's views about our military men and women. And their service to the nation. Protests still burning pretty hot in places around the country. And we are, folks, literally 1 week out from the first ballots being cast in this 2020 presidential election as states begin to open their doors to early voting. And I thought it would be important to get someone who has been not just in the mix of this, but really one of the architects of our national effort around voting, began with work in the overseas balloting process, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and now dealing with a lot of our domestic work. And as I have the honor of working with her as chairman of the U.S. Vote Foundation, but she has been its president, executive director, bottle washer, paper hanger from the very beginning. And now, so we're going to have some fun here because Susan has this wild, wonderful, very European last name that everyone just has fun trying to pronounce, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let her do it. But we all know her affectionately as Susan. I get the Suliant at the end, but it's that close. She just gave me this look. Susan, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. And I will say my name just for the sheer record. Entertainment value. Luckily, it can be erased from the recording if necessary, but it is Susan Jędrzejczyk-Swina. And if you're by some chance Polish, that is completely recognizable. It's like Smith over there. It means nothing here. But
could you
I'm
say
talking
one
to you
more
today.
Time? So because I always feel embarrassed when I have to introduce Susan. And I'm like, yeah, this is Susan. And she says, I got it from here.
Well, you can just say Swina, which is a French part. And Jędrzejczyk is the Polish part.
Jędrzejczyk-Swina.
Yes.
It's a beautiful name. It really is. But it's a mouthful. But I'm glad you're here. And I'm not here because I don't have you here because of your last name. I have you here because of your expertise. And I really want to take this time together, Susan, to inform, educate, and sort of have you in one sense sort of put out there answers to questions that you've been hearing. Because we had our board meeting recently, Susan was talking about the fact, yeah, you know, I'm kind of manning the help desk and getting all these questions from people. So first off, tell us a little bit about the foundation, the work that you've been involved in from the very beginning, particularly in the overseas balloting part of the program that really kind of founded, which was then overseas vote by, you know, overseas vote that U.S. vote created. Talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into some more interesting things.
Thank you so much. I think probably the best way to do this is through a little story, because storytelling is just, you know, it's a good way to get this all out in a more enjoyable manner. It was about 16 years ago, actually. It was 2004 when I thought, things are kind of a little bit funny back in the U.S. I was living in Munich. I'm here now.
Right.
Full disclosure, I am an overseas voter, and I firmly believe that our voting program from overseas is almost, I dare say, easier than voting absentee in the U.S. For a number of reasons. Some of them primarily because of the work we did, which spearheaded reform that went through in 2009 and really modernized the program. Anyway, when I got into it, well, I contacted a friend and said, I'd like to get people involved in voting from overseas. Can you help me? And he said, well, yeah, sure. Just come on by and pick up the materials. So I did that, and he handed me a 400-page instruction book and a stack of blurry forms.
How to vote. Yeah, here's 400 pages. Read through this and then go vote.
That's exactly what he said. He said, have them fill out this form, and if you have any questions, read this book. Well, long story short, I memorized the book. I had to, because you just didn't have time to do it any other way. So there I was on my Sunday afternoons with a friend of mine from IBM, actually. Not that I worked there. He was just a colleague and another American living here, and we were setting up the table, you know, spending time away from our families, thinking we would get people signed up. And, you know, after a while, I just said, this is really stupid. What are we doing?
We're
registering like 1.5 voters an hour.
Right. You set up at their version of Walmart, right? You're sitting there waiting for somebody to show up.
Exactly. I said, there's got to be a better way. And how stupid are we? Why didn't we look online? So I went to look online, and I found this black and white PowerPoint, and the exciting pages had pictures of trucks delivering things. I mean, this was the worst thing. It was given out by the federal government at the time. They would just push that program by showing, they basically did a worldwide tour. They had to stay in Paris and other fine capitals of the world to train people how to register to vote with this 400-page instruction book. We went, hey, look, Bing, there's another way to do this. We can automate this online. So I became the first person to ever put this process online. Not that I programmed it myself. I always have a team of people that I direct to do those things. But I can say that this is a little thing you might not have known about me, Michael, but I used to work in architecture. So in order to design the system, I studied the book, and then I drew on one piece of paper every possible 50-state flow with the exceptions onto one piece of paper. And when I took it to the developer team, I pinned it up on the wall, and I said, this is what we're going to build. And that is what we built. We basically designed a system that you could enter into online no matter what the situation was. You would come out the other end with a completed form with instructions and with the address of where to send the form. So that was the beginning of Overseas Vote. And in the we had no idea what we were getting into. Honestly, people thought maybe 500 people would use it. But this site was absolutely stormed. It was stormed. It was brought to its knees many, many times. But after the election, I got together with a couple of the people, and we said, let's do this right. Let's make a nonprofit. And we set up Overseas Vote Foundation at that point. That existed for a number of years until we literally ran out of problems to solve. We were creating, using technology to streamline all these problems like finding the correct election office or figuring out your dates and deadlines for your state election. And it turned out that Congress was very interested, and they still are. And I think that's one point of bipartisan meeting in our country mm-hmm. that still exists, is that the overseas and military voting program is something that Congress does like to address. It is a feather in their caps. It does work very well. And in 2009, the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act was established that went on top of the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act. It refined that a little bit. It modernized it. They used a lot of the technology that we had created as an example of what the states really should do. Mm-hmm. So what we did set the stage for Congress saying, hey, states, you really ought to do this, this, and this. So now overseas voters have a lot of benefits. We can use an online system to generate our forms. We can request blank ballots to be delivered online. It is absolutely the law that every state must provide that option, which is really coming in handy now because of the Postal Service falling flat. And a lot of the states also offer online services for, you know, checking where your ballot is, checking your registration status. It all starts to add up. Some states even allow online ballot return. It could be through a portal that the state has. It could be through an email attachment. So some voters will be able to go through this process from overseas without using the post at all this year. I don't want to get lost on
the friends who are listening to this, that what you did back in 2004, based on your own desire to vote and then looking at a 400-page manual, and said, oh, okay, so this is how I'm supposed to vote living in Germany, that you were able to translate that into Overseas Vote Foundation, that then would become the architect of what the federal government would then create for overseas voting, so that not just, you know, expats like yourself, but military personnel who are stationed abroad would now have a, to use a term which was probably kind of really kishy cool back in the day, a streamlined way of getting the vote. They didn't have to go through 400 pages or understand 400 pages of bureaucratic gobbledygook in order to cast a ballot for president or any other office. That's
right.
That's an amazing feat. And ladies and gentlemen, a woman out of, as we've seen throughout our history, out of necessity came up with a way to fix the problem. I mean, yeah, that's just amazing. I just don't want that to get lost, because it's, you know, a lot of times people think that these structures and these programs and institutions have always been there. And you're saying, no, that's not how it was.
You know, there's not a lot of good news these days, but I think we can use this point to just say this illustrates one of the good things about America mm-hmm. is that as an individual, if you see a better way of doing things, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
In a lot of countries, a government process or voting and elections might be considered 100% government process and keep your mind in your own beeswax.
Right.
No. In the U.S., you can actually set a positive example that will get noticed by the government and used to improve it, at least certain administrations.
Right.
Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele Podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.